So let's move on now to our next topic, which is eye accessing patterns. Because as we've already began to discuss already, there is a correlation between our internal representations and what we do with our eyes. So why would we want to learn that? Well, again, it's useful for a couple of reasons. One is it allows us, again, to get more information about where the person is at right now with their internal representation, so we can pace, and then obviously lead in for rapport. And also we'd want to learn it because when we later become to elicit somebody's strategy, we can elicit strategies from eye patterns alone. So we want to get really, really good at knowing what the eye patterns are. So let's have a look at the eye pattern chart now and take a look at that. So if you're normally organized, as it says in NLP, which doesn't mean to say that you're not messy, but if you're normally organized as opposed to reverse organized, then this would be your eye pattern, which means that. And the other thing that's really, really important about this, and people get very confused about this, is that eye patterns are for other people only. Okay? You'll get very, very confused trying to elicit your own eye patterns. It's like, you know, you're in the mirror, it's like, shit, missed it. It won't work. So, eye patterns are for others only. Because you'll get very confused with left and right and reversing and having it around the right way. So the eye pattern you'll see for visual remembered being images that you create inside that are drawn from your memory bank of past experiences. If you're normally organized as I am, then that eye pattern looks like that. That's where you go. And if you're going to construct an image, as in something that you haven't seen before, so you're not quite sure what it is, so you're constructing something visual, and that could even be constructing a sentence, for example, that you're seeing, or constructing anything that's you haven't yet materialized in your current experience, then you'll go to visual construct. So let's just try this out for a moment. What I'd like you to do now is put your eyes up into, if you're normally organized, this is. If your feet believe you're reverse organized, just reverse it. But for the moment, just put your eyes up into that quadrant there for you, which is reverse to my one. So you'll be going up to your left. Okay, and some people are already confused. So up to your left, that's the opposite way I'm looking. And now just recall, just walk yourself through your own home. Walk through your front door and just have a good look around inside your own home there. Notice that's pretty reasonable. You get comfortable and reasonably easy to do. Would you agree with that? Yeah? So now go to visual construct. Go to the other side and try and do the same thing. What does that feel like? Feels uncomfortable, doesn't it? Instantly you go like, that doesn't feel right. Because you're not wired to go that way. That's the construct side, okay? And it may be different if you're reverse organized, but there's probably only very few of you here that are that way set up. So that's the visual images. Obviously, with auditory images, the eyes stay in the center or out to the sides. So again, if it's remembering a sound, so for example, remembering the sound of how your mum's voice sounds or your dad's voice, or remembering the sound of how your doorbell sounds, or the rat-a-tat-tat on your with your letterbox. Again, you probably realized already now your eyes are beginning to be more on the center. So maybe just go out to the side there. Hook into the sound. So just remember something, a sound that's familiar to you. Just choose one. Then go out to the other side and try and remember the sound. And again, it feels uncomfortable. The moment your eyes go over there, it doesn't feel quite the same. Bit more difficult to find it. Okay, good. And now let's carry on with the last two eye patterns, which are the kinesthetic and the AD. So let's do AD first. So if you're going to talk to yourself inside, then normally your eyes are down there. So just go ahead, and that feels comfortable. Go ahead and talk to yourself. Okay. And then feelings obviously are down this side. So down there. Feelings. Strong feelings of any sort are down that side. You can connect, become more connected to feelings. And again, you may be reverse organized, that may be the opposite for you. Now the thing is, these are for others only, and there is only two different eye pattern charts that are available. This, which is normally organized, or the complete reverse of this, which is reverse organized. There are no other combinations of this. All that you'll potentially see is synesthesia patterns here, or lead systems. We'll talk about those in a few moments.